that they used for that, and it was not used for another thing.
Stand in the bottom.
Yeah,
there at the bottom.
That's right. Had a strainer where you, when the spout that came out had a strainer in it. And then my mother would double strain it. She had another strainer when she strained it into the container. That would strain it better.
She kept milking those stone crocks or
right, she would be stone. Crazy big. I have one now, about this big around, stored right down the bottom of my barn to my mother. It's about this big. 2 gallon. That's what we used to make our fruit cake in. One that size.
Okay, now she keep flowers in a flower.
Oh yeah, she had all kinds of flowers. She had one thing that was quite interesting to us, was a lemon tree. And it was in a container. I told you we got sugar in barrels, you know. But Daddy had one of those, and they were different. They were stronger, you know, than the other barrels. We had one about this big around. And he made her, he cut it off, and of course painted it. And it had these wide bands of steel on it, you know, on the outside.
Metal,
that's right.
Hoops,
that's right. And then he made a thing that had rollers on it for her to roll that thing in and out. And we had lemons. You've never seen such things on that thing in your life. Just beautiful lemons. Not a whole lot of them. But we just thought it was just a novelty, you know, to have one. If first bloom would come on there, we'd watch us. I said, I don't know how it ever made because we watched them so closely.
Did your mother have a place where she'd keep her out in the yard where she'd grow?
Hothouse?
Flowers?
Well, no. Daddy had a place he raised plants, but it wasn't large enough. He raised all his tomatoes, cabbage, onions, all those things. And she never did have a place large enough. Well, I tell you, as I told you a while ago, her health wasn't too good. And she had a world of things. But we kept those, you know, in the house. And we put them out in sunshine. If they were not in a window where they could get sunshine, we put them out on the porch.
Okay. Something you would put flowers in, and you'd keep them in the house? Have water in them, be a what? Flower?
A vase?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
When you, I was going to open right over there.
All right.
Cut glass.
When you boil water, you boil water in a...
In a boil on the stove, the only way we had to do it.
What'd you call that? Tea?
Well, we did, you know, to make... Mama had the regular teapot to make the tea in. But you didn't boil it. You always let it just come to a boil and sit there and, until you... I didn't pull it up to see.
Did you see the ones that would whistle? That's a what?
A whistling tea gal?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes. I said that, though I've seen those too.
Now, when you set the table for dinner, you put around each place, you put a...
Everything you needed. Your silver, you had, I mean, you had your fork. Salad bowl. We most always had a salad. We had the knife and spoon, iced teaspoon.
Yeah, just one knife.
Well,
one would do.
Right? We had used a knife mostly. Used a salad bowl lots of times when we had desserts and things like that.
Yeah. And men would carry around their what? Sharp.
What, the sharp knives or things like
yeah.
that?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess they had them in the kitchens and things like that. And we had steak knives that were real sharp. We used those.
Yes, ma'am. Now, after dinner, you had to do what with the dishes?
We didn't have to do anything with the maid, did they?
The maid.
Cleaned off, washed up the dishes and everything.
When she got soap on.
Of course,